Galileo Galilei said long ago, right, that the universe is written in the language of mathematics. And this is true. As humans, maybe we could try to now say, okay, no, let's stop. Let's remove mathematics from our lives. But then it will be impossible. I mean, you could not, if you know, the United Nations will decide to establish the day without mathematics, this day could not even exist, because you could not even assign a day in the calendar to this day, right? So you see, mathematics is really built in our civilization. We need to count, and counting is 1, 2, 3. We need to measure, we need to compute, you know, rates, speeds, velocities, accelerations. So everything needs mathematics, you know, statistics, anything connected to with logistics, decision making, policies, politics, justice, even justice needs, you know, mathematics. A physical move from a place to another, you know, sometimes is also an opportunity to refresh, to renew your research program, right? Of course, this is particularly stimulating when you are moving into a scenario where you see that there are resources, but in this particular case, it is the alliance of the Humboldt Foundation and the Friedrich Alexander University, FAU, here in Erlangen-Nuremberg. This alliance willing, you know, this common will of developing an excellence, say, path for applied mathematics, which really pushed me to think that this is the right thing to do for the next years. You know, I met President Honegger, his team, and I really had the feeling that FAU, Erlangen-Nuremberg, and the state of Baviera are probably one of the best locations here in Europe to, you know, to develop an ambitious scientific and academic, say, career. We are applied mathematicians, right? So being an applied mathematician doesn't mean that you are applying mathematics all the time. I mean, we are mathematicians, so our work is mainly theoretical, right? But being an applied mathematician, we also have the opportunity to collaborate with other colleagues and other partners. It was great to see that the kind of mathematics I knew, right? So using partial differential equations, sensitivity analysis for solutions, numerical analysis, geometric shape design, were really being used by engineers in the design of the new airfoils. To some extent, of course, right? Because this is just a minor contribution in a very broad and challenging discipline. Mathematics is kind of, you know, a body that is growing, right, and covering the whole planet. And in that sense, I enjoy that. So, you know, this is like surfing, right? So you get into the wave and the wave will drive you. I try to live one day without mathematics. Then you cannot use your credit card, you cannot make an appointment with your friends or family members, you cannot count, you cannot make a phone call, you can do nothing, right? So all our world is based on this, say, cement of mathematics, right? This basement of mathematics. Now, at the time when I was a student, I mean, the you know, computers were like a building, right? And you have to, you know, to be playing with cards and perforating cards to make it work. We're not portable, nice computers as those we have today. Then I was trained in Paris in Laboratoire Jean-Louis Lyons. He was actually one of my mentors. And we evolved in this idea of, you know, learning the mathematics you need to, say, to model, to analyze, and then to computer simulate. 30 years later, we are living in this age of data, right? Data and images. So the challenge is not that much of computing many decimals for a given scenario, but having methods that are fast and precise enough in dealing with many different scenarios. So methods that you can repeat again and again and will be fast, quick, information changes, you have the output immediately, right? So this is the kind of new requirements that we are imposing on mathematics, and that is pushing mathematics to a new metamorphosis, to a new area, right? Nowadays, for instance, in all cities, in particular, so Madrid is underliving a huge transformation in these few last years, right? So the center of Madrid is being conquered by citizens. And for this to happen, the cars have to be somehow kicked out, right? Then there are decisions to be made. But these decisions are made depending on, you know, which is the day of the week, what are the activities in the downtown Madrid that days, what are the weather conditions, what is the pollution in the city, right? So you have to make decisions every day. Before, we had too little, right? So Malthus had to do his research job with very few data, right? And this is why his model was well-oriented, but was not accurate enough. Now, today, we have too many data. And another aspect of which is extremely challenging for all mathematical disciplines, not only one, but all mathematical disciplines are involved in this great challenge, is to be able to, say, to determine what are the best pixels. I mean, what are the best snapshots? What are the best clusters of informations that with, you know, a few pieces of them, you can build the best approximation of the reality? So mathematics is an approximation of nature.